Hello, friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Resilient Leaders Podcast, where resilience and leadership is not simply a good idea, it's required. I'm J.R. Briggs, founder of Kairos Partnerships. If you are a new listener to the podcast, welcome. I'm glad you're here. Kairos Partnerships is an organization that was started in order to help leaders overcome their unique challenges. Every leader has unique challenges that we face, and so we seek to come alongside of leaders to equip them so they can lead with the three C's: clarity, confidence, and consistency. Because when we lead with clarity, confidence, and consistency, we become the kind of healthy, resilient leaders that are worth following. Well, have you ever heard of a piece of advice, a wise piece of advice, and then later you heard another piece of wise advice, and it seemed to contradict the first piece of wise advice you heard? For example, how about that famous line, "Look before you leap"? Pretty sound advice, right? Weigh your options. Don't make rash or hasty decisions. Think, then act. Ready, aim, fire. It was good. But what about the other famous line that says the early bird gets the worm? That's good advice too. Act quickly. Don't overthink it. Don't rest on your laurels. Be proactive and take action. So, which is it? Is it look before you leap, or is it the early bird gets the worm? Well, so much of it, as we know, depends upon context. Well, recently I was reading about the Texas billionaire Red McCombs. Red McCombs owned several professional sports teams. He was the co-founder of Clear Channel Communications. And he said in every new adventure, every new thing that you're launching, every new project that you embark upon, his line was, expect to win. Expect to win. He basically said, if you don't expect to win, then why are you doing this in the first place? That sounds like pretty good, sound, logical advice. Be confident. I embrace that. But then there's that Seth Godin line who said, go into each situation, every new project or idea, initiative, and say to yourself, this might not work. In fact, he had so much conviction about that line, this might not work, that he printed up t-shirts for everyone on his team with that message emblazoned across the front. In fact, it's a mantra that I've learned to say to myself anytime I've started a new project or launched something new into the world. It reminds me that there are risks and to stay grounded and humble and open to learn and be curious, open to grow and see something from a new angle. So, which is it? Is it expect to win, or is it to say to ourselves, this might not work? Well, I believe it's both. Those who know me well, you know that I love Venn diagrams. I draw them. I wrote a book about Venn diagrams. Heck, I even have a tattoo on my right arm of a Venn diagram. Can we take Red McCombs and Seth Godin's advice and hold them in tension and believe both of them at the same time? You bet. In fact, the best and most effective and healthiest leaders that I can think of hold both of these sentiments in healthy tension at the same time. In fact, I call this leading with humble confidence and confident humility. Now, think about a leader who believes McCombs' advice, but not Godin's. These are the people who are pompous and arrogant, brash, narcissistic, and oftentimes they live in denial. It's hard to be around a leader who is arrogant and thinks that everything that they do is going to work out. In fact, leaders who are like that, many people secretly, and sometimes not so secretly, cheer for these leaders to fail. But think about the leader who believes Godin's advice, but not McCombs. These leaders are constantly insecure. They're second-guessing every decision. They're timid. They're anxious. And they lack courage and confidence. I don't know about you, but it's painful to see these leaders try to lead well. Decisions are hardly made, if they're made at all. And if they are made, they're often reversed. Oh, never mind. I changed my mind. We're going to do something different. It also makes followers anxious and frustrated. And they say, just lead. Just make a decision, leader, and stick with it. And we want to avoid majoring in one and minoring in the other. We want to be leaders who double major. And so, leader, strive to possess both. To be full of humble confidence and confident humility. Those are not oxymorons. They're healthy paradoxes. Imagine you're going into a decision and you truly believe that this new initiative to raise more money for your nonprofit, to reach your next goal, to launch that new project, to write that book, to speak to that group of people. Imagine going in and you truly believe you'll win. It'll give you confidence and courage and may even calm you down a little bit. Calm down some of those nerves. But also imagine going into a decision or a new venture and truly believing, you know, this might not work. This might flop. We might lose a lot of money. We may need to pull the plug on this. Some of the people we serve may not be happy. But then if it succeeds, deep down you can know that you knew it all along, but not tell people that. And you can be full of gratitude knowing that it could have easily bombed, fallen flat, lost money, or worse, lost trust from your people. And if it does fail, leader, you don't have to be so surprised or hurt or even have a bruised ego. You can have a posture of curiosity and ask yourself and others, what can we learn from this for next time? Because there should be a next time where we're launching something new or starting a project or shooting for a big goal. It's so enticing and alluring to be around the kinds of leaders that double major, the leaders who are humbly confident and confidently humble. I love these kind of leaders, those who hold the tension that are able to live with both. And resilient leadership requires that we lead with confident humility and humble confidence, where we expect to win, but also hold the conviction that this might not work. Well, thanks for listening. This podcast would not happen without my friend, the gifted Joel Imbauen at Onalim Productions. If you're thinking about starting a podcast or you need a video created or produced for your organization, business, church, nonprofit, whatever it might be, Joel does amazing work. You can check out the link on his website, which I've also included in the show notes as well. His website, onalimproductions.com. Leaders, be faithful, available, teachable, and hungry. Keep leaning in and learning. And remember, leadership requires an immense amount of humility. This might not work. And a large dose of confidence. Expect to win. Find the right balance. It requires a great deal of wisdom and discernment, but it's worth it. Have a great week.